So first we chant Jaya Gaudamata. Jaya Ranamata Bhat Kunja Vihari. Jaya Ranamata Bhat Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Idi Varada Lute. Gopi Jana Balaba Idi Varada Lute. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Kupi Jana Pallabha Iribarutari. Gopi Jana Pallabha Iribarudhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paramahacharya also Tela Satashi Shimad. His Divine Grace of Aya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Gosami Mahashila Prabhupad Ki Jaya. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Ananta Gauti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jaya. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya. Prem Se Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jaya. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopagopada Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavanam Ki Jai. Maturam Ki Jai. Jagannathaswami Ki Jai. Srimati Lassi Devi Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai. Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Gopi. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. Okay, so today we'll have an interesting story. Probably something you haven't heard before. Maybe you have. Okay, so Om Ganad Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur and Midtam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Vaena Maha. So this is the appearance day of Grandfather Bhishma. So we're going to tell a story. And Bhishma's chariot, does anyone know what type of flag he has on his chariot? Nobody knows.
Sure. Isn't it a tree?
Yeah, wow. Jack is intelligent. A golden palm tree. See, he's the only one who knew. Goes back to Godhead because of that. So once upon a time, there are these eight great personalities in the heavenly planets. They were known as the Vasus. Very great personalities. And so, there was one of them named Jiao, D-Y-A-U. And his wife said to him, she started nagging. You know what nagging is?
Yes.
He's like henpecked.
I always nag my dad for things.
All right, so his wife was nagging him. You got to get this Kama Dhenu from Vasishtha Muni. You know the story? Well, we'll tell you more that you don't know. And so he thought, I got to get this Kama Dhenu because my wife wants it because the milk from this Kama Dhenu will allow one of my wife's friends to live for a very long time. So he, along with his brothers, went and stole Vasishtha's Kama Dhenu. And guess what happened? Vasishtha cursed them. You should be born on the earth. That's a curse. We think it's great. But he was cursed. Actually, it's great if you go to Vrindavan. because in the earth you have Vrindavan and Mayapur, and the holy abodes of the Lord. So he cursed them, and they prayed. They said, please forgive us. We didn't mean it. Of course, that's not true. They did mean it. Isn't it sometimes you ask for forgiveness, but you don't really mean you want forgiveness? You just want, you know, just want people, your parents not to punish you, right? But you're not really thinking that you did a wrong thing. You're just thinking, I want them to be peaceful. So that happens. So they said, all right, Vasishtha Muni said, all right, we forgive you, except for one thing. You all have to take birth on earth, but you can have a very short life except for one person, Jao. The rest of you are going to die right after you're born, so don't worry about it. All right, so, because Jao was the one who was mainly responsible for stealing the cow of Vasishtha Muni. So at the same time, there was a great king, his name was Mahabish. And he was in heaven, and in heaven he saw Ganga Devi, and he lusted after Ganga Devi, and Lord Brahma cursed him and said, you have to go down to the earth planet too and marry Ganga Devi. And so at the same time, Ganga Devi saw the Vasus, who actually came to her and said, we need a mother. Actually, you can pick your own mother. Did you know that? Every one of us picks our own mother by our desires. So you picked your mother and your father. But you picked them before you were born. You said, yeah, I like that person to be my mother. By desire, actually. So Ganga Devi said, yes, I'll be the mother. You can be my children. And because you just want a short life, I'm going to kill all of you right after you're born, except for Jao. Okay. So, then what happened is Mahabish took birth as Shantanu. Heard of Shantanu before? And Shantanu was by the bank of the Ganges, and he saw Ganga Devi, and immediately he did what? Fell in?
Love.
He just thought, wow, I gotta marry her. And she said, all right, but let's make a deal. If you never disagree with me, everything I say you must accept. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, ma'am, sorry. Yes, ma'am. Immediately. Whatever you want, your wish is my desire.
Your wish is my command.
Yes, command or desire, like Aladdin's genie. And then Shantanu, he was so much in love, he just said, of course. Because he couldn't think for himself, because he was in love. That's why generally it's good for parents to arrange marriages, because if the children arrange their own marriages, called love marriages, they make mistakes. Because when they're in love, they don't consider anything. They don't consider whether the man can make money, or he can't make money, whether he's a bum, or whatever. So therefore, arranged marriages are good. So they agreed to get married, and they immediately got married there. They had this Gandharva marriage where they exchanged garlands. Okay. And so what happened is they had kept having children, and Ganga Devi kept killing them. She drowned them in the Ganges. And, Shantanu.
At least we can see.
Shantanu was very upset. Why was he upset? Because he didn't want his kids to be killed. But he couldn't say anything. His mouth was just closed and he was crying, but he couldn't say anything to his wife. So eventually they got to the eighth kid, and Shantanu couldn't stand it any longer. He said what?
Stop!
Stop! Stop, you cruel woman! And she said, I'm leaving. Because you disagreed with me. This was the what we call prenuptial agreement. So the son, who was Grandfather Bhishma, wasn't called grandfather at that time, he was a kid. So the son, who was Devavrata, went with his mother, and he learned politics from Brihaspati and the Vedas from Vasishtha, and fighting from his martial arts guru. Who was the guru who taught him fight?
Parashuram.
Okay. So then what happened is that he went back with his father, and his father was happy to see him. Shantanu was happy. Oh, my son, you're trained up now. Fantastic. You're going to become the next king. And so they thought, wow, he's going to be the next king. But then something else happened. Shantanu was again by the river. He always gets in trouble when he's by a river. Shows you have to stay away from rivers. And there was a lady who was rowing a boat across the river. And she was the daughter of a fisherman. Actually, the king of the fishermen, he's called. Actually, it's interesting. Matsya Raj, which means king of the fish or king of the fishermen. Also, Lord Matsya is called Matsya Raj. So he saw her. And not only did he see her, but she actually smelled pretty good without perfume. Why? You don't know why? Because previously, she had had an encounter with Parashar Muni, and Vyasadeva was born, and she got the blessings, because previously she smelled like a fish. You ever smell a fish? You never walk by a fish market in Fiji or anywhere? I'm sure they have.
It stinks.
It stinks. So because...
fish, we have to walk through it. Stinks.
So she used to smell like that. Because she was also born from a fish. There was a king, his name was Vasu, and somehow or other, anyway, we won't get into the details, somehow or other his daughter was born from a fish. And so when you're born from a fish, you got fish all over your body. And she smelled like fish. But then she got the blessings from Parashara Muni to smell like, for 8 miles, to smell like so beautiful that anyone who smelled it within 8 miles would faint. So, of course, when Shantanu saw her, smelled her, he immediately fainted. Even people nowadays, they sell not only perfume, but different things. I won't mention what it is. You don't have to know. Where people makes people faint when they see you. So anyway, so Shantanu said, "I got to marry you." He definitely was a very romantic chap. You know, whenever he saw a beautiful girl, he wanted to marry them immediately. It's actually dharmic. So she said, "You can't marry me unless my father gives permission." All right, so they went to the father. The father said, no, she can't marry you unless her son becomes the next king. And Shantanu said, oh, that's not possible. I already promised Bhishma that he would be the next king. So he went back, and Shantanu got depressed. He stayed and cried for like 3 weeks. He was crying, didn't eat any prasadam, didn't do anything for 3 weeks. Can you imagine 3 weeks? And then his son, Bhishma, didn't know what was happening. Finally, he asked the prime minister, he said, what's up with daddy, with Pita? And the prime minister said, what actually happened was that he fell in love, and then this thing happened with the fisherman. He said he couldn't marry her unless he gave her son the kingdom, and oh, he's in stress right now, he's in a conflict situation, and we have no psychiatrist for him, so therefore, what can you do? And so Bhishma, being very heroic and devoted to his father, as everybody should be, he went to the fisherman and said, all right, I want my father to marry Satyavati. And the fisherman said, all right, so you have to give up the kingdom. And Bhishma said, no problem, I can give up the kingdom. And then the fisherman said, but what if your son wants the king? And the Bhishma said, well, there won't be any son. I'm not getting married. And therefore he became Akunda Brahmachari. What does that mean, Akunda? It means unbroken. He was a Brahmachari for his whole existence. So his father became very happy. Oh, yes, I love you, my son. You're the most wonderful son. You enabled me to marry this beautiful girl. Thank you very much. Shows how much when you fall in love, you really get confused, doesn't it? Because he neglected his good son just because of this lust. Of course, it was a plan of the Lord. It was a pastime. We understand that. But still, we can learn something from that, isn't it? You neglect, you give up what's most important to you when you actually become confused with lust. As Krishna says in the Gita, Avritam Gyanamay Tena Gyanino, Nichavayrina Kama Rupena Kuntiya Dushparena Analaina Chai says, thus one's Avritam Gyanam knowledge becomes covered, Avritam Gyanamay Tena, by his eternal enemy, Nichavayrina. And what is that eternal enemy? Who is your eternal enemy? Keshav. Kama Cupid. Cupid. Valentine's Day. So Kama Rupena Kuntiya Dushparena Lena Chat, by his eternal enemy of lust, which is never satisfied and burns like fire. Anyway, so Shantanu was so happy with Bhishma, he said, all right, I give you the benediction of what? Does anyone remember the benediction?
He may live as long as he wants.
That's right.
And when he feels like dying, he can die.
That's right. See? They know. They're intelligent. Okay. So then what happened? Bhishma also vowed to support whoever was the king. So then Satyavati and Shantanu, they had a son. They had two sons named Vitra Chaturvirya and Chitrangada. And Chitrangada was killed by Gandharva, who had the same name. They had an argument. It's my name! No, it's my name! No, it's my name! Boom, boom, boom. Like you fight with your brother sometimes. Boom, 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 boom. And then Chitrangada lost the fight. So there was only one son of Satyavati and Shantanu left, and that was Vichitravirya. And Vichitravirya needed to get married. So he wasn't so good at finding brides, so he sent Bhishma out to find him a wife. You know, sometimes people just can't do it, so they go on the internet, and nowadays. So in the old days, you just sent your brother out to find your wife. And so Grandfather Bhishma, he went to Kashi. Kashi is a place of Lord Shiva, actually. And the king of Kashi had three daughters. Do you remember their names? Amba, Ambika, and Ambalika. That means Amba, little Amba, and very little Amba. They actually had the same name, Ambika and Ambalika. So then what happened is that Amba, she didn't want to get married to Vichitravirya because she had fallen in love with, you remember? Shalva. So Bhishma sent her back. Bhishma said, you go back. You know, you're fallen in love with someone else already. She went back and Shalva said, I don't accept you. And then she went back to Bhishma and said, well, because you kidnapped me, you have to accept me. And he said, no way. I'm a brahmachari. And she said, all right, we're going to see who wins this fight. So she went to Bhishma's spiritual master, Parashuram, and she said, convince your disciple to take me as a wife. And Parashuram went to Bhishma and said, Bhishma, you should accept her. And Bhishma said, no way, Gurudev. And Parashuram said, well, you got a choice. You either accept my order or fight and get killed by me. So for 23 days, Bhishma fought with Parashuram. And eventually, Bhishma won, but he didn't fire the final arrow at Parashuram because it was his guru. You don't want to kill your guru. It's not a good idea. All right, so therefore, Amba got very upset. She said, if I can't marry Bhishma. And the reason Bhishma didn't want to marry her is, first of all, he's a brahmachari, and second of all, you don't want to marry someone who hates you, do you? It'd be a really bad idea. Really bad idea. So she wanted to get married to him so she could get even with him. Can you imagine your whole life being married to someone who's like, imagine what she would put in your food. So then Amba performed penances to Lord Shiva. She chanted Om Namo Shivaya for many, many, many years. And eventually, she said she wanted to be reborn when Lord Shiva appeared to be the cause of the death of Grandfather Bhishma. And eventually, she was born as Shikhandi, who was originally a girl. This is a very interesting story. You don't know the story, don't you?
I know the story.
You know the story? No, not the whole. Not this part. You don't know. So Shikhandi, she was the daughter of Drupada. And Drupada had a son, too. What was the son's name? Drishtadyumna. And he had another daughter named Draupadi. Okay. So, but she was born as a girl. And so, but Lord Shiva said that you're going to have a son. So he didn't know what to do. But anyway, she was born as a girl, and he dressed her up as a boy. You know, just like with a dhoti, you know, sika, everything like that. And so, because he had faith in Lord Shiva. So he thought, you know, if Lord Shiva says, it's a boy, it's a boy. Even if my senses say it's a girl, it's a boy. So anyway, so they... So what happened is that his Drupada was so convinced that it was a boy, even though she was a girl, that he arranged a marriage with a girl.
A girl marrying a girl.
Yeah, well, that happens in Australia now. That's Kali Yuga. But this was not Kali Yuga before. Now, and you've heard about that before. It's really crazy. So anyway, here's what happened. She was a girl, and she was married to another girl. And then when the girl she was married to, which was the prince's daughter, or a king's daughter, she was a princess, discovered that she was married to another girl, she called her father on the mobile phone and said, "Dad, guess what happened? They've cheated us. I've been married to a girl." And so her father, the king, got ready to attack Drupada's kingdom. So he brought his whole army, got ready to attack. I have been offended. And Shikhandi got very upset. She was thinking, I'm the cause of all these problems. I'm the cause of all the problems of my father. I got to do something. So she went out into the forest and she found this yaksha, whose name was Stunakarna. And she said, "Please save me, please save me." And the yaksha said, "Okay, I'll save you. You can become a man and I'll become a woman." You know this story? Oh, you heard this story, right? "So you can become a man, I'll become a woman." And so Shikhandi said, "Okay." Then she went back and then everyone saw that she was a man. And everyone was happy about that. And in the meantime, Kuvera came. You know Kuvera? He's the head of all the yakshas. He came to this yaksha, Stunakarna. And he found out that Stunakarna had become a woman, and so he cursed Stunakarna that you should remain a woman, you can't get back to your masculinity until Shikhandi dies. So that way, Shikhandi stayed as a man, but she, or he, was born as a woman. You understand that? Okay. And so let's get back to the other story right now. So Javichacharvira married the other two girls. That's Ambika and Navalika. And what happened is that he also was so much in love. I guess that was in the family, you know. So people fell in love a lot. And he was so much in love with his wives, he just like looked at them all day long. And neglected his own health. You know, love, 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 love. And he neglected his own health and he died without any children. And so that was a problem. So Grandfather Bhishma was the only like male or man left in that family right then. So Satyavati went to Grandfather Bhishma and said, "All right, look, you got to marry this Ambalika and Ambika because you're the brother. You're the brother of Vichitravirya. And Bhishma said, no, I'm brahmachari, forget about this. I'll never fall in love. So then Satyavati called her first son, what was her first son's name before she got married? Vyasa. You don't remember?
Vyasadev,
that's right. And Vyasadev came and she said to Vyasadev, now you have to marry these two girls. You know, their husband died, so they have to have children. And so Vyasadev said, all right, let's wait a year. Because right now, you know, I look pretty ugly. I've been in the forest for several years, and my hair is all matted. And, you know, it's just like all scratched up, and my clothes are all torn. So, you know, it's not going to be such a great thing. You know, as soon as one of the girls sees me, she's going to go, ugh. You know, can you imagine, like, your father arranges a marriage for you. Some guy comes out of the forest, and his hair hasn't been combed in 300 years. And, his, you know, his beard is out to there, you know. It's out to the other side of the road. You'll say, yuck. You understand the word yuck? But Satyavati said, no, immediately we have to have this marriage. And Vyasadeva said, all right, if something goes wrong, it's your fault, Mom. Not mine, don't blame me, I warned you what's gonna happen. All right. So what happened is, he goes to Ambika, and Ambika goes, yuck. And she closes her eyes. Ooh, yuck! And as a result, who was born? Dhritarashtra. And because he was blind. And so, you know, that wasn't so auspicious to have a blind king, because the kings are supposed to fight. You know, they can't just like sit there eating all day long. They have to do something practical with their lives. So blind kings are not really useful. So then, after that, everybody was warned, you know, when you get married to this Vyasadeva person, don't close your eyes. So Vyasadeva then went to Ambalika, and Ambalika didn't close her eyes. She kept her eyes open. She put some like toothpicks on her eyes so they would stay open, because she was scared of the same thing happening. But she also went, yuck, and she turned white. <Like that>. usually if you're looking at something really, like if you're looking at something really horrible, you either close your eyes or scream. So she screamed. Screamed. And as a result, who was born?
Pandu
was born.
Pandu
was born. He was like white, completely like whiter than white. You know, like it's hard to, we don't even have anything white in here. Like whiter than that sheet, you know, completely like brilliant white. You know, and if someone's that white, it's not a very good complexion. That means he was very sickly. He could get sick very, very easily. Okay, so then those marriages, those persons were born, and then what happened? I think you know the whole story about how Pandu had the Pandavas. I'm not going to tell that story. And Dhritarashtra's son was who?
Dhritarashtra.
Dhritarashtra's son was who? Duryodhan. How many sons did Dhritarashtra have?
101 daughter.
Actually, he had 101 sons. Because he had a son by one of the maidservants, Yuyutsu. So anyway, that's a different story. He had one daughter, and the name of the daughter was? Dushala. Remember Dushala? Dushala was the name of the daughter. Okay. So, Anyway, so there was, eventually, let's go fast forward right now. There was the fight, because we're just talking about Grandfather Bhishma. We're not telling the whole story of the Mahabharata War.
No.
No, we don't have time for the whole Mahabharata War.
My dad tells me the whole story.
All right, yeah, I won't tell you the whole story. So then there was the Battle of Kurukshetra. And who was the commander?
Bhishma.
Bhishma in the beginning. So Bhishma was not fighting seriously. Oh yeah, one thing you should understand. Like Grandfather Bhishma, he fought on the wrong side of the battle of Kurukshetra. He fought on the side of the demons. Why did he do that?
Because he promised the people of his kingdom that he will protect for his kingdom.
They will always support the king. But there's another reason. Prabhupada said his mind became contaminated because he ate food cooked in Duryodhana's kitchen. Did you know that? Like you eat food cooked in a contaminated kitchen, then your mind becomes polluted. And same thing with other personalities like Drona and Kripacharya. Their minds became contaminated, so they fought on the wrong side of the battle, etc. Okay, so they were fighting, and Bhishma didn't fight very seriously with Arjuna. Why didn't he fight seriously?
Because they were both friends.
Because Arjuna was his, like, grandson.
Huh? Yeah, I guess so.
And you don't want to kill your grandson, do you?
No. Nope.
And you don't want to kill your grandfather, do you?
No. Nope.
You don't want to kill your father, though. You don't want to kill your guru, though. No, so... So what happened is that Bhishma wasn't fighting very, very seriously. And Duryodhana came to him and said, look, you're not fighting seriously. And Bhishma said, all right, I will take 5 arrows. And with these 5 arrows, I will kill the Pandavas. I vow that these 5 arrows have the potency to kill the Pandavas. I'm going to use them the next day. Whew, that's really heavy. And so when Duryodhana heard this, he became ecstatic. He started jumping up and down in ecstasy. And he said, let me keep the 5 arrows because, you know, Krishna's a little tricky. He may try to take them away. So let's keep them for tomorrow. So he put them in a safe, locked the safe up. But Krishna knew that they were there. So Krishna came. Krishna came to Duryodhana that day. And Krishna and Arjuna, because at that time, during the night, they didn't fight anymore. Sometimes they ate with each other and they had friendly talks. And that was a kshatriya. They would fight only during the day until the sun set. So Krishna came with Arjuna, and Arjuna asked Duryodhana for the 5 arrows, and Duryodhana, because he gave whatever he was asked, he gave those 5 arrows, and then the Pandavas were saved. And then Duryodhana tells Bhishma, make 5 more arrows. And Bhishma said, no, I can't do it because I spent all my potency to make those 5 arrows. So there's no more arrows. But I'm taking a vow. I'm going to kill Arjuna the next day. Or Krishna will have to, what? Break his promise. What was Krishna's promise?
That he would never lift a weapon.
Yeah, but Krishna said, I will not fight. I will only drive the chariot. That's it. So the next day, Krishna broke his promise. Because Bhishma was firing these arrows like a machine. You know what a machine gun is? It's going boom, 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 boom. And it was just too much, even for Arjuna. And Bhishma grabbed the chariot wheel. I mean, not Bhishma. Krishna grabbed the chariot wheel. Rushed towards Bhishma. And Bhishma put down his arrows and said, yes, I've accomplished my purpose. And so, then, the next day, Arjuna was thinking, how can I defeat Grandfather Bhishma? And Krishna said, well, I'll give you a hint. Anybody who has been a woman before or is a woman now, Bhishma will not fire an arrow at. So use Shikhandi as a human shield. So Shikhandi was right in front of Arjuna, And Grandfather Bhishma, when he saw Shikhandi there, he knew that it was Amba. He put down his bow and arrows, and Arjuna was thinking, but I can't fight with him. He doesn't have any bow and arrows in his hands. And Krishna said, shoot. Shoot. Come on, do it. And Arjuna said, I can't do this. You know, this is crazy. But Krishna said, shoot. And so Arjuna just like practically with his eyes closed. You know, the arrow just flew out of his bow. And he's just hitting Grandfather Bhishma. But Grandfather Bhishma, because he had the benediction of not dying unless he wanted to, just had all these arrows. It's described there wasn't even like a finger's width between the arrows in his body. You know what a finger's width? That means they were like this close all over the body. I mean, not the head, but everywhere else in the body. He was covered, and eventually Bhishma fell over backwards and he had this bed of arrows.
And then he wanted a pillow, so they brought an actual pillow, but they said, no, call Arjuna, and then Arjuna shot two arrows and made a pillow.
Made a pillow, and also Arjuna gave him water. But Arjuna drew his bow and arrows and shot into the ground, and then the Ganga water came out of the ground. Bhishma was able to drink, and also Ganga Devi came to see Bhishma. So Bhishma remained like that until after the battle of Kurukshetra. So the whole time in the middle of the battlefield, he was lying like that on his back. Amazing, isn't it? And then after the battle of Kurukshetra, he gave instructions to Maharaj Yudhisthira. Maharaj Yudhisthira was so depressed after the battle of Kurukshetra that he wanted to give up his kingdom. So Bhishma instructed him in how to be a king, what is good human behavior, all these nice things. And finally, when it came time, the auspicious time in the sky, when the sun was passing to the south, then Krishna came to Bhishma, and Bhishma was able to see Krishna at the moment of leaving his body. And therefore, he went back to home, back to Godhead. It's nice, isn't it? And he always liked to meditate on Krishna, who broke his promise in the battle of Kurukshetra and who fought with him to protect his devotee Arjuna. It's described that Krishna experienced the arrows of Bhishma on his body just like the bites of a lover, or just like love taps, like that. Even though Krishna appeared to bleed, Krishna ordinarily doesn't bleed because he doesn't have veins. Oh. But Krishna had this nice relationship with Grandfather Bhishma. Okay? So today is Bhishmashtami, the appearance day of Grandfather Bhishma. So, any questions?
No.
No? So you know that story?
Yes.
See? You have a good father and a good mother.
Because we like...
Also, we did become a Bhishma appearance
for Bhagavatam class. Oh, that's nice. So he has so many wonderful prayers for Krishna, but he loved to see Krishna. This is called, it's a big word for all of you, it's called chivalry. I don't know if you know what chivalry is. Chivalry is, it's like when a kshatriya likes to be heroic and show off his fighting skills, or show off his skills of being nice to ladies or something like that. I'll give you an example of that. In the UK, many, many years ago, there was this person named Sir Walter Raleigh. Have you ever heard of him? So the Queen, some of you may know this story, right? The Queen, she wanted to cross the road. Do you know the story? And it was muddy. It just rained. So what he did is he took off his cape and put it on the road so the Queen could step on his cape instead of stepping in the mud. And that's called chivalry. What do you think about that? Or like the boys are supposed to open up doors for the girls, right? They don't do that nowadays.
No, the girls don't like it anymore.
The girls don't like
it? My neighbor does it.
Some old ones.
The old ones
like
do.
It, or some of them like it.
But the young ones don't like it.
Yeah, they want equality, so why do you open the door?
Why you open it for me? What do you think? You think I'm weaker than you? But in the old days, You had to do that. If you didn't do that, you'd get yelled at.
Or smacked.
Or smack. Depends on who you didn't open it for. But it was considered very bad to allow a woman to open the door by herself if you were there. So anyway, so that's chivalry. So Bhishma had this relationship with Krishna. It was based on chivalry, which is an indirect rasa. And so part of that chivalry was fighting with the Supreme Lord. Because a chivalrous relationship, sometimes two friends, they'll fight with each other. You understand? Just like you and your brother, you're friends, right? You like each other, but you fight with each other. That's a chivalrous relationship. Or it's a sibling rivalry. But anyway, so that's good. When two kshatriyas fight with each other. So it was like that between Bhishma and Krishna. And Bhishma wanted to always remember Krishna, breaking his promise, rushing at him, with a chariot wheel to protect his devotee Arjuna. Okay, any other questions? No? So everybody's ready for parikrama? You want to go out this morning? He's making faces. Keshav, you want to go out this morning?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So we'll do a parikrama of the Radhakund area this morning.